To Meredith, always. Preface. Just inside the stately Cullen Building that houses the Richard M. Nixon Presidential Library near his boyhood home in Yorba Linda, California, there is a poster-sized white-on-black greeting that asks the evocative question, who was Richard Nixon? From his humble beginnings until his death in 1994, Richard Nixon spent much of his life working and striving, rising and falling and rising again, and always daring greatly in whatever arena he entered. The legacy of Richard Nixon's 50 years in the arena, as Theodore Roosevelt called the political world, remains controversial. Was he a peacemaker or a warmonger? Did he bring the country together or did he divide it? Did he leave the nation and the world a better place or not? The answers are far from simple. So, as you walk through these galleries, take a moment to step into a president's shoes, explore Richard Nixon's life and career from the inside, and come to your own conclusion. Decide for yourself. Who was Richard Nixon? That provocative invitation is not far from a stylish gallery recording Nixon's historic visit to China, alongside another that depicts his efforts to ease tensions with the Soviet Union. His bold and very controversial management of the Vietnam War receives dramatic attention. Then, in a separate corridor, oversized capital letters in bright red, Watergate, the scandal that brought him down, presented here in bold candor and unblinking detail. The last year of his presidency, from August 1973 to August 1974, was Richard Nixon's darkest, most indefensible time in the arena. I was White House correspondent for NBC News during that turbulent time, and recently I've been reflecting on the enduring lessons, high drama, and historic consequences of that fateful year. It is, if you will, a reporter's experience of Watergate. The final act. It is a mix of what I saw, experienced, and concluded as Watergate played out. But it is also a mix of what Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein learned later in their superb book, The Final Days. Evan Thomas's post-Watergate reporting for Being Nixon, A Man Divided, was equally helpful and important. All of this was before electronic social media. Before the reporting universe exploded into an expanding mass of fact, speculation, propaganda, and artifice. It is one reporter's personal recollection of a time of great consequence for the nation and for a man who, even in death, provokes the question, who was Richard Nixon? Introduction. This is how the presidential world of Richard Nixon ends. On July 24, 1974, the president is holed up in San Clemente, California, at La Casa Pacifica, his grand seaside mansion. It is less than an hour south of the president's very modest childhood home in Yorba Linda, the working-class community where he grew up as a bright, awkward, and ambitious child in a Quaker household, largely bereft of familial affection. On this sunny day in late July, the White House press corps is housed in the commodious Surf and Sand, a pricey oceanfront hotel in Laguna Beach. The bucolic setting and sybaritic life in the bar and on the beach make for an unlikely setting in which to deal with the serious issues that brought us here. As a member of that White House appendage, I'm hanging out with my colleagues in a makeshift communications office attached to the hotel. We are awaiting a routine daily briefing from the White House press office on the president's schedule, but our attention is focused on a stately building 2 miles east of the White House in the nation's capital, the U.S. Supreme Court. 8 justices are preparing to announce their decision on one of the most momentous cases in American history.